Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I would love to know how she's changed you, how she's changed your perspective, not only on faith, but life and priorities. And Karen, we can start with you.
Oh, my goodness. She has taught us more about what's most important in life than anyone. She's taught us how to love more fully, more completely, how to sacrifice more. The fact that we're here to serve, not to be served, but to serve others. She's taught us how to live in the moment, how to pray more deeply, how to, trust more in God and His providence. She's taught us the meaning of suffering, that through suffering there's a lot of spiritual growth and just growth in general. I feel like the most important lessons in life have, in a big way, have come from Bella. How about you, Rick?
Every chapter in the book begins with the same word, love. Mm-hmm. And the reason and the introduction of the book, written by our daughter Elizabeth, talks about the New Testament and how in the Greek the word love that appears in English, there are four words in Greek for the one word we have in English. So in many respects, it's English is sort of a blunt instrument, and the Greek in the Bible is much more of a scalpel. And the four different types of love that are in the New Testament range from brotherly love to romantic love to other types of friendship love to the highest form of love, the love that Christ represents, that we all should aspire to, but as I mentioned, in the world today, we don't. And that's the term agape, which is sacrificial love or selfless love. And we talk about all forms of love throughout the course of the book. And of course, we focus a lot of the attention on what a child who needs 24-hour care, who, you know, will never feed herself, will, you know, probably not be able to talk or walk, will need that constant care for the rest of her life. That is a sacrificial love. That is a selfless love. There are, you know, days with Bella are great, but they're commitments to her and to for every member of the family, not just for Karen and for me. And you know, I can tell you that I know some people may be listening and say, "Wow, that must be hard." And the answer is, at times it is, but for the most part, it is a wonderful and joyful self-giving. You receive so much more than you would than you ever thought you would in giving of yourself for the least of these, if you will.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.